Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf pei. We finished the Mishnah yesterday, and we're up to, therefore, almost halfway down the Omid on pei, Omid Aleph, where the Gemara begins, Omer Reb Lazar Lehichshir Reb Lazar Elishnayim Shnayim. What is this all about? We've had this Reb Lazar already, so it should be familiar to all of us. In fact, we had him twice, daf ayin dalet, daf ayin zayin, and we have him once again. What is Reb Lazar referring to? If you go back to the Mishnah on ayin tes Omid Beis, second line of the Mishnah, you had a case of kois bekoisois. What means kois bekoisois? You had one kois that was full of dam, of tmimim, meaning of proper, good karbonis, no problems. And then you had a kois, unfortunately, that had in it the blood of bali mumen, which of course is a pasul karbon. The two koises have got mixed up, meaning, I don't know which kois is that of the kosher kabbanis, and which one is from the balmum or the pasul kabbanis. What do I do? Reb Lezer oimer im korev, kois echad yikorv kol kois. If, by accident, one of the koises was already niskarev, in other words, let's assume we're talking about 10 koises, and of the 10 koises, 5 of them were good and 5 were bad, or 8 were good and 2 were bad, whatever. The point is, that is a mixture of a bunch of koises. Says Reb Lezer, if one of those koises has already been used for Zerika Saddam, without asking anybody, without telling anybody, now what happens is, you korva kola koises. You can go and take all the other koises and do the Zerikas from those koises. Maybe those koises have in them the pasul of blood. Says Reb Lezer, we're going to assume that the one that was already done, that they already did the Zerika from, that was the Zerika from the Pasul Karbonis, from the Bali movement, and that everything else that remains is fine. So that's the assumption that we're going to go and make. No. Afilu Karvu Kulan Chutzmi Echmehen. In our example, if there were 10 koises, even if 9 of them were already spritzed on the sides of the Mizbeach and all was done, you only have one left. A very strong likelihood that the bad guy, the Bali Mumun, were already used, makes no difference. Filikar v'kulan, chutz miyachmen, yishofich le'oma. That final one was poured out of the oma. We cannot make the assumptions that Reb Lezer was making. Okay, so we have a machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. According to Reb Lezer, as long as one of them was already used for the Zerika Saddam, you can assume all the others are kosher, no further props. Says Reb Lezer, even when Reb Lezer said that, he only meant that you go and do two koises zrika at the same time. So, let's according to how was Reb Lezer learning Reb Lezer, let's assume we started off with 10 good koises, 10 koises full of tmim. The word koises over here means like a mizrak. You have these kalim that have in them the good blood, 10 of them. One of them, unfortunately, had in blood of a bal mum. Says Reb Lezer, if one of them was already used for the zrika on the mizbeach, assume that that was the bad guy, that was the bali mumen, and that all the other 10 remaining ones are kosher koises, as to which Reb Lezer says, there's one more requirement, and that is that of the 10 remaining koises, don't just go and take them one at a time and do zrika, do two at a time, Zerika. And of course we're talking about, although the Gemara doesn't go into it, that all of these karbonis were of the same genre, the same type, so that you don't have a problem that one is Lamal, one is Lamatan, one is Shtaim Shein Arban, one happens to be just one corner altogether. We're assuming that they're all the same type of karbonis. So, says Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer said that it is kosher and use all the other koises, but spritz two at the same time. Do a Zerika Saddam two at the same time. What's the benefit of doing it at the same time? We already learned this in the Rashi earlier when we had this Gemara before. Rashi said, because now we have two good reasons why, according to Reb Lezer, we can be somech to go and continue doing the Zerika Saddam. Because on the surface, Reb Lezer is a little bit difficult to understand. After all, we have one bad kois among all the 11 koises, 1 plus 10, says Reb Lezer, as long as one of them was already used, we'll assume that that was the bad guy. Why would I assume that? If I have 11 altogether, I'm going to assume that one of the remaining ones is the bad guy. Says Reb Lezer, you're right. According to Reb Lezer, it's not just enough that one of them was already in the skarev. You also have to take two at a time, because if one, if you take two at a time, you can assume for sure, not assume, it's for sure that one of the two is certainly kosher, because only one out of this full 11 was non-kosher. So if you're taking two, one of them is certainly kosher. Migui that that one is kosher, we'll assume that the second one is holds a kosher. And therefore, according to Reb Lezer is relying therefore on really two factors. One, that one has already been discarded, so it could very well be that that's the one that was the bad guy, the Balmum. And even if it wasn't, of the remaining ones, if I'm taking two at a time, since one of them is certainly okay, I will make the rabbinical, Talmudical assumption that the second one is also okay, and therefore, based on those two factors together, you can proceed with the rest of the Zrikai Sadat. So back to Yimah, Reb Lezer, Lehichshir Reb Lezer, Elishnayim Shnayim. It's got to be that you continue doing Zrikos two at a time. Avol Echad Echad Loi, but not one at a time. Because then, maybe the one that you're doing now, that is the one that's the Bali Mumin. If you can lie on two together, that gives you a certain degree of satisfaction that it's okay. Frank Yimah, Masur Abdimi. The Chacham Maimon, going back to the Chacham of the Mishnah, the Chacham said, Afil Akor V'kulan Chutzmi Echad Mehen. Even if, in our example of the 11, that 10 of them were already poured out on the Mizbeach, Yishofach La'om, but that final one might still be the bad guy. That might be the Bali Mumin. Now, from our mission, of course, it's Mashma, that is a Machloikis, and that Reb Lezer would say, no, since I've already put on the Mizbeach, Zrika Saddam, not only one, but 10 out of the 11, then certainly the final one should be Kusha V'Yusha. But yeah, and that's Mashmois of the Mishnah, that's a Machlekes, that's a Chacham. But according to the way Reb Lezer is learning, even Reb Lezer would agree if only one is remaining, Yishafach La'amma. I cannot go and use that for the Zrika Saddam because it doesn't have a pair. It's only one on its own. Omle Reb Yankiv Reb Yirmiya Bar Tachlifa Azbraloch, I'll explain it to you. My Echad, when it says in the Mishnah that the Chacham said that a filikar v'kulin chutz me Echad mehen, it means chutz me zug echad mehen. That even if you, in the case of our 11, that already 9 were already nizrak on the mizbeach, they only have 2 left over. In this case, Reb Lezer would say, no problem, you got 2. We have the kiyum of Reb Lezer's second requirement. Go and do the zrika sedam of the 2. Chum say, forget about it, mister. It makes no difference how many are left. Even you have your 2, your zug echad left, still pour it out on the Shafech L'Om and pour it into the Om. Zok Dimara, now this case that we just had now is the case of the Kois B'Koisais. We have the exact same Machloikis, the Averim B'Averim. Where do we have this Averim B'Averim? If you want to go back to Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, only 2 or 3 days ago, Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, you had the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud, Averim of a Tam, of a good carbon, or of multiple good carbonists. They got mixed up with Eivorin of Bali Mumin. Uyoyoy. In other words, we've already done the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam and the Halacha Saddam and the Zrika Saddam, and now we are cutting up the Eivorim of the animals. Presumably we're talking about an Oyla, where you put the Eivorim on top of the Mizbeach, and in addition to the kosher Oylois, we also have these bad guys with the Bali Mumin. So what do I do? Do with all of that. So Reb Lezer Oimer, in Kar, if Rosh Echad Mehen, Yichrivu, Kalah Roshin. If you already put on one, we'll assume that the bad one is the one that's already on top, and now you can go and put on all the remaining. If it was Karayim Shalecha Mehen, if you have the legs of one of them that was already put on, Yichrivu, Kalah Karayim. The same Allah. V'cham Oimer, fill the Kar, V'kulam, Chutz Meyach Mehen, Yeitze Lebeisas Reifa. Sorry, even if you've already put up 90% and there's only one set of Evorim left, I'm going to still assume that that's the bad one, that's the Bali Mumin. Go and throw it in the Beis HaSreifa. And again, we have the same Amr of Lazel, Hechshir, Elishnayim, Shnayim, like we just had before. But now the question is, why do I have the identical Machloi between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, the Gabi, the Evorim, Be'Evorim, and here we have the Kois, Be'Kois, we're just repeating ourselves twice. So tomorrow, Tzrich, I need both. The Itma Bach would only be in the earlier Mishnah, the early Mishnah about Eivorim, the Eivorim. B'hakam Reb Lezer, the Reb Lezer gave this tremendous kula that even though I know for sure one of them is bad, one of them is Bali Mumin, but as long as one of them is already put on top of the Mizbeach, I'm going to assume that all the rest are the kosher ones, are the Tzmin. what basis do you have for assuming that? Because really 95% of the karma is already done. We're finished. We already did the shechita, and we did the kabbalah sadam, the halacha sadam, the zrika sadam. It's already, we already had a matir, the owner of the karma. We will advise him, you brought the karma, it's kusha v'yusha, everything is fine. Unfortunately, we can't do the Evarim on the Mizbeach, but that's not Ma'akev. We lost out on that mitzvah, it's unfortunate, but it's not Ma'akev, it's a good karma. Ah, so since the 90% of the karma has already been done pehechsher and done properly, says Rabbi Lezer, I'm not so makbid anymore in the Evarim, and I'm going to come up with this kula that as long as one of the Evarim has already been put on the Mizbeach, then I can assume that all the rest are the kosher ones, and that the one that was the bad guy is already there. So I can understand why we would make a kula at this point, because the kapara has already been done, and the carbon is kush, and everything is fine. Behind our case, the minimum that you need for the carbon is the matir, is the zrika sadam. I don't know if I have a good zrika sadam. Maybe when I do the zrika sadam, I'm going to go and do a zrika from damim psulim. And so therefore, the dam is not going to be matir the carbon. Zoktetz the Gemara, Eima Moedel the Rabbanon, therefore maybe I have to agree with the Rabbanon, that what should you do? Take the whole kit and caboodle, all the blood, and pour it out into the Oma. And say, what can you do? Got to start from square one. I don't want to go and tell Yankel Smith that you brought a good carbon, but it could very well be that the Zrika Saddam that was done for his carbon was from Psulim. So you got to start from scratch. That's what I might have thought. Kamash Blon Ar Mishnah, that even by Zrika Saddam, you can do the same thing by the Koises and say that the bad Kois was the one that was already put on the Mizbeach, the Zrika Saddam, and that the rest are good. That's a Kois of Kiddush. The Itma Bahafan only say in our case by the Zrika Saddam. Bahakim Rabbanan, that's what Rabbanan say. Come on. Don't play around, Reb Lezer. Don't go and say that the first one was probably the bad one, and all the others are remaining. No, no, no. This is very crucial to whether or not this carbon is a kosher carbon. This person, Chas Hashem, is chayav achatos. We want to make sure he gets a kapara. He went and was menadav and oilu. We want to make sure that his oilu was brought properly. Don't go and put on a dam where there might be any cloud as to its integrity, as to whether it's kosher blood or not. Just pour it all out into the yama. Start from square one, bring a brand new carbon. But in the earlier case, in the case of the Evarim Be'Evarim, where the carbon is already kosher, everything was done fine. You just want to add on this last mitzvah that you want to put the Evarim on top of the Mizbeach, which is a very choshev mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Hey, Moedel Reb Lezer maybe would say, you know what, Reb Lezer's far is good, since I don't know for sure, let's just assume that the first one that was put on the Mizbeach are the bad ones from the Bali woman, and then all the rest are okay. So I might have thought, Tzricha, that's why you have to have both cases. Then both cases, Reb Lezer has this great kula, and in both cases, the Chachamim are Machmir. Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah. We already quoted this Mishnah earlier a few days ago. Agabi a Tzloichis Shenofel Ratoicha Mayim Koshu. This Tzloichis means a pitcher, or any type of kli that is being used for the mechatas. Mechatas, as you know, means the paraduma water, where you took ash and you mix it with mayim chayim, and we're going to use it to go and be metayer yidin that unfortunately became tummy. Okay, now what happens if shenof letoicha mayim koshu, abyssala, regular tap water fell into that sloichis? Oyeyoy. So now in the sloichis with the holy waters of the paraduma waters, I have now mixed in regular water. What's the story? What do I do? Reb Lezer Oyma Yazish Te Hazois. You know what you should do? When the first person comes by and he wants to have a hazoa from the Paraduma water, don't just do one hazoa, do two hazois. If you do two hazois, it'll be tohar, fine and good. Why is that? I don't know. The Gemara is going to give us three possible explanations of Reb Lezer in another moment. And v'chom poison, v'chom say it's as possible. No good. You have there the non-kosher waters, non-kosher in the sense they are non-paraduma waters, that passels it, no good. Okay, so let's understand this machlokes. Bishlam rabbanan savri yeshbila. Yeshbila means anytime you have two liquids mixing together, do you say that yeshbila, that it mixes effectively, and therefore it's a real good solid mixture, a good liquid mixture? Or do you say, no, that notwithstanding the fact that you put two waters together, you might still have on the bottom of the cup, the in this case, the Puraduma waters, and the top of the cup, the top of the Tloichius, you have regular, normal waters. So what's the problem? What's the difference? If you hold Yesh Bila, that means all the waters, the top and the bottom, all mixed up. So now, when you do a Hazor, by definition, you're doing partially kosher waters. I use kosher meaning the Paraduma waters. And partially unkosher waters, non-kosher waters. But if you hold Ein Bila, so then it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe what you're doing the Hazor is only non-kosher waters, or maybe you're only doing kosher waters. Or for that matter, maybe you're doing both together. If you hold Ein Bila, doesn't automatically mix. You might be just taking some and not the others.
It's different from battle also. There's
sorry, different from?
Battle, when you have a lot that you battle because it's very little.
The bottom?
No, battle b'shishim.
Battle. I didn't catch what you were saying. I thought you were saying you're putting into a bottle. See, the battle b'shishim. In other contexts here, by definition is it having to do with time. In other words, like we had yesterday, Robert said that goes things with tam. So now tam means that if you had, for instance, a kosher chulent and fell into it, some milk, at what point would it become usher? The amount of the chulent is 100 times the amount of the milk. So in terms of bottle b'roiv, really, that's not a roiv, it's 100 times as much. No problem. However, at some point, and you keep on adding more milk and more milk and more milk, the tam will get into the chulent. At that point, it becomes asr. That's what Rava was saying yesterday, that when you're dealing with min b'she'enoi minoi, you go basar tam. Now the question is, who's going to go and taste it and tell me whether you have milk or not? Nobody's going to go taste it. I'm going to eat from the chulent and see if there's a taste of the milk or not. So if you have a nachtoim, a goy, nachtoim normally means a baker, but here it means a professional chef, a goy who understands all the tamim, you call him over and say, Willie, Billy, come on over here, please do me a favor, could you go and taste this cholent and tell me what you taste? Taste and says, boy, these are one of the potatoes and the cholent beans and the barley and the meat, those are great. Do you feel any milk? Milk? Why would there be milk inside a cholent? I don't feel anything. Kosher. On the other hand, if he says, hey, that's strange. In all of this, I feel some sort of a dairy, a milky taste of it. You put milk in your chocolate. Oh, so you see that. But what happens if you don't have such a goy? And even if you have 100 goyim, none of them are professional chefs. Then the Chum say that the shear is 1 out of 60. So as long as the chocolate has 60 times the amount of milk, then I don't have to worry. Okay, so that's where you come up with the shear of shishim. Here, however, we're not talking about a shir shishim, because here we're not talking about tam. Here we're talking about mixing and matching kosher water and non-kosher water for purposes of the paraduma. So the original waters were all kosher. It was Mayim Chaim El Keli, together with the ash. It was 100% certified by all the kashrus organizations that, yeah, this is kosher water for purposes of paraduma. Now, however, some other water fell in. At what point do we say that that passes or doesn't pass? So here we're not talking in terms of bitul, b'shishim, or b'roiv, or b'meya. We want to know when I'm doing the hazor, am I doing hazor of the kosher water, of the non-kosher water, or a mixture of the two? And we'll see in Mechem what the machloikis is, the chachamim and the blessed. The chachamim say it's possible. Now obviously that's an easy way out and say, yeah, the whole thing is possible, spill it all out and start again from fresh. Now what's this far? Bishlam Rabban and Sabri Yesh Bila. They hold that there is Bila. Bila means that the two waters did mix effectively. Sorry?
Homogenized.
That's the proper term. Okay, so they're both homogenized. I thought homogenized is only talking about milk and stuff like that.
You have the cream and everything is all together.
So that's called homogenized.
The cream doesn't go to the top.
Fine, if that's the pshat, I accept it. Gvaldik. Does that also have to do with pasteurized, or that's already
something else?
Okay, good. So Mishlam Rabbanan Sabri Yesh Bila, that the two waters do mix, v'hazor tzrich hashir, and every time you do hazor, it requires a shir. The Gemara doesn't tell us what that shir is, but presumably what we mean is, a normal spritz that a person spritzes, that is the shir, and the problem over here is, that since yesh bila, there's a mixture of good water with bad water, so by definition, every time the person who's maza the water is going to have a combination of the two. I don't know if it's going to be 50-50 or 20-80 or 80-20, but it's certainly going to be a mixture of the two. And the Hazor has a minimum shear. And what the problem over here is, I'm going to have less than the shear. Why I'm going to have less than the shear? Because part of it may easily be from the bad water. Yesh bila. They do mix. So even if the mixture is not exactly 50-50, whether it's 90-10, 10-90, it doesn't matter. The point is, since Azor has a minimum shear, if I'm going to have non-kosher water in that Azor, I'm not going to have the full shear. I'm only going to have 50% of the shear, or 90% of the shear. I'm going to be missing whatever component of that water, whatever quantity is, regular water and not paraduma water, that's going to mess it up. I'm not going to have a shear. I see, you'll tell me, like Reb Lezer, let's go be mazer two or three or four times. If you add all of that together after doing it two times, five times, 10 times, you're bound to have a share of the original waters. In Mitzafel Hazois says, say the Chacham, you only get one chance over here. You can do one Hazor, and you can do a second, you can do 10 Hazois. However, the Hazor that's the clincher, the one that causes it to be Tahara, has to be on its own. You cannot be Mitzaref two Hazois and say, well, I have a Hazor here, and I have a half Hazor here, put them together, that doesn't work. So even if you were to go and take the entire Tzloichis and do Chlais 100, 150 Hazois, until there's no water left, it's still not going to help, because every Hazor, I'm afraid, Yesh Bila, there's some impure water in it, I don't have the full shear. I went and did Hazor of the entire Tzloichis, yep, and each individual Hazor, there has to be that shear, and I cannot be mitzaref two together. That's why it's fine.
So take a bigger shear, take a lot more. You dip the arrows into it, and you get it really wet, and you spitz it.
I'm not following exactly what you're saying.
First of all, Hazor, I thought just a kol shehu. All you need is a little bit of water. It has to just go.
The reason why you hold Koshu, if you go all the way to the bottom of the Amud, the last three lines, Rebbe Oimle Divir Rebbe Lezer, not the Chum, good Rebbe Lezer, Hazor is Koshu B'tehetz, because Hazor ain't Tzri Cheshir. Hagmar is, however, explaining the Chachamim. Why did the Chum say it's possible? Because they hold Hazor Tzri Cheshir. So what you've taken as a Dova Poshit is Takeh right, according to Rebbe Lezer. We'll see shortly about that. But the Chum say, no, we hold every Hazor has to have a Shir. And the Gemara doesn't tell us what that means, an ounce, a half an ounce, a quarter of an ounce. But presumably what it means is that the Hazor that you do, whatever that amount is, that afterwards rests on the individual that was getting the Tahara, that's the Shir Tahara. And if in that Shir we have now mixed in some non-kosher water, ay, 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 I didn't do a full Shir of kosher water. So you tell me, add more and add more and add more. Even if you added another 1,000 gallons, if you hold Yesh Bila, in every drop that you are doing Hazor, there may be a drop of that bad water. And therefore, I have a chisorin in the shir. So do it twice. Ein mitzaref in Hazor. You can't be mitzaref one or the other. Each Hazor on its own has to have that full shir. And it might not have a full shir because it might be partially 1%, a half of 1% of the non-kosher water, and therefore you won't have the shir.
When we don't say that it's batal in this case,
Agamar doesn't go into bittul. So apparently, bittul is not going to work. Maybe could be, or maybe bittul doesn't work legabe tumah v'tahara and only works legabe other things, legabe food items and other types of terubas. Question: Agamar doesn't, and maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But today we don't go into inyan of bittul. Zokti Agamar. So that's the chacham paisa. El Reb Lezer Maikasava. What does Reb Lezer say? Do two hazois. What's the pshat? So now the Gemara tries to analyze every factor that would go into the psak of Reb Lezer. Ikasav ein bila, if he holds that two liquids do not effectively mix, and therefore you might have some water at the top, which is tohar, and some water on the bottom, which is tameh, or vice versa. When I say tameh and tohar, I mean kosher paraduma water and just regular water. Ikasav ein bila, zikimazish tehazois mayhava. What does it help that you do two hazois? Dilma travayu maya kamazi. If the two waters did not mix, so maybe what you're spritzing the first time and you're spritzing the second time were essentially and maybe totally the mayim are those regular waters that spilled in into that sloichis, not the paraduma waters, but those foreign bad waters, so to speak, that came in. If you're telling me ain bilat, they do not effectively mix, so maybe after all, the top of the tzloichis has the bad waters in them. So each time you scoop it out and you put your fingers in and you do your hazor, maybe you're taking from the bad water. So how does it help you do two? Even if you do it 20 times, maybe you don't have any kosher hazor. That's the double portion of the Chayvi holds the Yeshbila, that they do mix effectively. Aha, Freitim or Yitzvaita. Ika Sober Ein Hazor Tri Cheshir. If Reb Lezer holds Hazor does not require a Shir, Lam Lishte Hazois. And then just do one Hazor. Maybe only a small percentage will be from the Paraduma water. Makes no difference. Ein Hazor Tri Cheshir. There's no minimum. And since he holds Yeshbila, so we know for sure there's at least a tenth of a drop of kosher waters here, because Yeshbila it's all mixed together. So if you hold Ein Hazor Tri Cheshir, what do you need two Hazois for? So far we have two factors. Number one, he holds Yeshbila, does mix effectively, and Hazor requires a Shir. Aha. The Kasava Ein Mitztaf and Hazois, and if he holds that the two Hazois that you put together doesn't, not no Tziruf, just like the Chacham said a moment ago, Kimadishte Hazois Mahava. So what have you accomplished in doing two Hazois? Even ten Hazois, if it's not Mitztaref and Hazor Tzri Cheshir, maybe I have not put the proper shear in on any of these hazois. I did 10 hazois. Each one of them, I only had 0.9 of the shear, but I didn't have the full shear. Since the Gemara hasn't told us what that shear is, whether it's a quarter of an ounce or 5 ounces or whatever, so even if you're going to tell me I'm going to do 2 times and 3 times and 4 times, who says, and I hold them in starfel hazois, who says that I had that full shear in all of those hazois together? Each one of the hazov didn't necessarily, Yeshbila doesn't say necessarily 50-50, it just means that it mixes. So maybe I only have now, in each time in this mixture, only 1/100th of the kosher waters from the previous paraduma waters, and even if I do it 50 times, I still don't have that full shear of the paraduma waters in all of these hazois together. So explain to me what Reb Elazar holds. Simur has now three possible interpretations. We have Reish Lakish, Rava, and Ravashi. Om Reish Lakish, Lo'oilam, Reb Elazar holds Yeshbila. Everything is nicely mixed. Vazor Tzri Cheshir, and you require a Shir. V'ocha Mayiskin, Konshinis Arvu, Achas Pi Achas, that in fact, the mixture was exactly 50-50, meaning, let's assume for our discussion that the amount of Hazor is 1 ounce. Let's assume that initially in that Tzloichias we had exactly 1 ounce of kosher water. And the Baal Mazah said, oh, Givaldik, there's going to be 1 ounce, I'll spritz it, and everything will be great. And unfortunately, before he had a chance to be Mazah, another exact amount of another ounce fell in of non-kosher water into the Tzloichias. So now I have 2 ounces. One which was the certified, great, beautiful paraduma water, and one which is the non-kosher water, the regular water. Hazot Tzri Cheshir. So if I hold Yesh Bila, and let's assume that's really a good Bila, just for argument's sake, so he's going to do one Hazot, half of the 1/2 ounce is going to be from the good waters, and 1/2 ounce will be from the bad waters. I haven't accomplished anything. But go and do now 2 hazois, and now empty out the entire tzloichias. Oh, since I have 2 hazois, let's assume 50-50, or even for that matter, if it's 75-25 or 90-10, but now that I've done both, I've taken out all of the kosher waters, I've used that for the shir, and I hazot tzri cheshir, but Baruch Hashem, I was mazah the full shir. But one time would not have been enough, because one time would have only had the chotzi shir. By doing 2 of them, now, and he holds Hazois Mitztarfin, now I've been able to go and do a proper Hazor on this person who was Tameh, and now he is Tahor. So it's because Yeshbila, they mix well, it's because Achas be Achas, I now, and I spritzed on him, Hazor requires a shear, but that's no problem. Fine, it requires a shear, but I put the whole shear. I did the Achas be Achas, and I'm done. That's the Svara of Reish Lakish. Rav Amar Le'olam Yeshbila. I also agree with Reish Lakish, Yeshbila. V'hazor ein tzricha shir. Hazor does not require a shir. If Hazor doesn't require a shir, then even the minimum, just up to one little milli drop that fill on him, that's of kosher water, is fine. So why do I have to do twice? The first time, as soon as I do my Hazah, is only at mamish amashahu of kosher water. Hazah in Tzri Chashir. The reason why we didn't do the second one, Uknas and the Konser Rabbanon, the Rabbanon put on a Knas. Not a Knas in the terms of a penalty, he doesn't have to pay anything. But the point is, Ki Heichlo Le Mishtarish Le, the Chum said do it a second time, with Chamoira, as you know, Paraduma waters are very, very expensive, the Dom Ben Asina story. So therefore, if a person's going to hear that if regular water spills in, it's also kosher, that will give him an incentive every single time to let a little kosher water, regular water, fall in from the tap, figuring, since we just said now, Hazor Ein Tzri Chashir, so we'll add a little bit more regular water, and Baruch Hashem will be able to serve another 50 customers, and I'll charge each one kach v'kach for the Hazor, for the Paratum water, and they won't realize that there's a lot of diluted water in it. Therefore, we go and tell them, Mr. Dunn, don't play games over here. Anytime any water falls in, we automatically have to do two hazois. So therefore, that will remind him, I shouldn't play around and add more water. People, why are you doing two hazois? One hazois is enough. Here's some non-kosher water spilled in. Non-kosher water. I'm going to go to the next stand where the other person has pure, undiluted waters for the from the paradum. So this is Ashtikol Kanaz, Keichel Mishtarishle, so that he should not try to make more business with this and figure, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy more water fell in. Now I got more for the next few applicants that want to have the paraduma water.
There's no shear required.
Yeah.
Why do we care? There's water added to it. Mm-hmm. The shear anyway is a mushroom.
Then you're not going to be Makayim, the din of the Torah. The din of the Torah is that you have to go and take Mayim Chayim El Keli together with ash. If you're going to tell a person that Bidiyevit, it works even if other waters spill in, so then a person will say, well, but yeah, they're almost the same gematria, I'm going to go and add more and more water. To go and give him a reminder, don't do something like that. He's going to have to do at least two hazais. Since Mendy, you asked the question, it reminds me of a story with Rav Lemberger, Zuchrein Lebrucha. I don't know how many of you had the schus to meet Rav Lemberger. He was known as the Seren Cheruv. He was an uncle of Mendy. He lived there on the west side for many years. He was a great Talmud Chochem. And he once told me the following story. He said to me, David, you Americans are under the impression that all the Rabbanim of yesteryear before the war in Europe were all Geoinim and all knew Ganshas and all the Chuvisvarim and all Shulchan Aruch on the fingertips. Many did, Baruch Hashem. But unfortunately, some did not. So he told me that there's a story. I don't know if this was a true story or an apocryphal story, but he told me that there was a town, Lamazong, it was Hoidinanish, or Kishkin Holos, a town in Hungary. You like Kishkin Holos better? So that Kishkin Holos, where one of the townspeople came to the Ruv on Shabbos morning, and he said to him, Ruv, I have a big, big shal. Oh, what's the shal? What happened? He said that we have a pot of chulent, and we eat chulent every Shabbos, of course, it's Kusha B'Yusha. And he said, the goita came in early one morning, and as she was pouring milk into her coffee, she by accident poured some milk also into the chulent. So what are we going to do now? Oy, 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 oy. So he thinks for a moment, and he says to him, he says, Rabid, this time, ich bin achmoichel, I forgive you. Am machnisch kazachazaray a zweite mul. Don't mix it to chazaray a second time, mixing chulent with milk and milk and chulent. Next time, I'm not going to be moichel. The first time, I'm moichel, but not the second time. That's the story that he told. The story is over here the same thing. Yes, it's kosher. The small amount of milk that fell in, it was kosher. But don't do it a second time. Don't allow the water to get mixed in together with the kosher water, even though it's kosher. But therefore, as a shtickle punishment, we tell them you got to be mazah twice and not just be mazah one time. Okay, anyway, so this is again the swara of Rava, that mi'ikra din, you'd only have to do one hazok, as hazok ain't three chashir. However, we do it out of shtickle knas. What is Rav Ashi Omar? Rav Ashi Omar, ain't bila. He disagrees with Reish Lakish and with Rava, and he holds ain't bila. They do not mix. And therefore, yadish te hazois. What does he hold about shear? What does he hold about other things? So, ikachusim in a sefer, Rashi himself is troubled by the girsa, and Rashi says, "Hagirsa zu mishubeshes." If you see Rashi about 8 lines from the top of the from the bottom of the omid, "Hagirsa zu mishubeshes b'sfarim." Mishubeshes means that it is all mistaken, or it's all done. It's been corrupted in the sfarim. Mm-hmm. The girsa is corrupted. It's not the way it should be. Okay, so how is it corrupted? Rav Ashi Omer Mayim Kol Shehu Tanan. Oh, that's a very important thing that it doesn't say in our Gemara. Rav Ashi just says Ein Bila Mayim Kol Shehu Tanan. We're talking about Aliyah Kol Shehu Felin. The Ein Bila, like it says in our Gemara, Yaz Shtei Hazois, and he has to be Mazah twice. And the reason is, says Rashi, Uslila Rav Ashi Hazo Ein Tzricha Shir, just like Rava. But it doesn't hold the svara of knas. Okay, so what's therefore, what's the answer of Avashi? Avashi says the two mix together, but ein bila, they did not mix effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now if I do hazor, maybe I'm only doing hazor from the bad waters because they didn't mix effectively. That's why I have to do a second one. What if I do a second one? Maybe again it's going to be the bad waters. That's why Rashi said at the beginning, Rav Ashi Omer Mayim Kol Shehu Tanan, only a drop, a millidrop, mamish a mashehu. Since it's a mashehu, so then mamon of shach. If the first time the entire water, because he holds ein bila, did not mix effectively. Let's assume that the first time the entire water that came out was that bad water, the mashehu. But that's it. There's nothing left after that mashehu. Do a second hazor, and that second hazor will be fine, pure, unadulterated water. So it will be givaldik. So you're going to go and say, yeah, but maybe the first time is going to be only a half of that mashu together with the half of the regular waters. Ein tzrich hazor, ein tzrich hashir. Hazor doesn't require a shir. So therefore, it doesn't matter. But I have to do a second time just in case that the first drop that he did with that first hazor was total that kosher of the bad waters, and he holds ein bila, they don't mix. So with only bad waters, so do it a second time. So, but now maybe I still have bad waters. There's no bad waters left. Shanaledik, we're done. Because there was only a mashu. Oh, so do it twice. And with this we know we've covered the waterfront, and therefore the waters. Mm-hmm. Ah. All right, so those are the three pshat. So now we have again Reish Lakish, we have Rava, and we have Ravashi. The Gemara likes Rava the best, not because there's a personal liking over here, but we're going to ask, number one, Akasha on Reish Lakish. Therefore, the Chayda Reish Lakish struck out. And then we're going to go and ask Akasha on Ravashi. So let's start off with Akasha on Reish Lakish. Remember, what did Reish Lakish say? Lo'olam yesh li l'vahazor tzricha shir. Hazor tzricha shir. Meisvei, Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi of course is the Tana Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who put together the Mishnayos. He says, L'divrei Rabbi Lezer, that's what we're talking about, Rabbi Lezer, Hazor Koshu Meteheres, and Hazor Ein Tzricha Shir. See, it's the thing on the nose, right? It's the target exactly. Oh, Hazor Ein Tzricha Shir. So that's obviously not like Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said, I have a Brice, I have Rabbi who's attesting that Rabbi Lezer holds Ein Tzricha Shir. So with this, it's basically Tiyufta on Reish Lakish. And he continues on, Hazor Mechze Kosher Mechze Posel. Even if it's mixed together, it's all right, no problem, because he holds Yesh Bila, and therefore there is kosher water in every single Hazor, Hazor in Trichashir. So with this, we have concluded with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Hazor Trichashir, here state Reb Lezer holds Re'ein Trichashir. So we move on. Who we move on to? Now we're going to move on to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "Ein bila." I have a beferish shabraisa. Says Tap Rashi, "Tiyuf Rav Ashi." Remember what Rav Ashi said? That ein bila. I have a beferish shabraisa that Achir says yesh bila. Where is that shabraisa? Now the price is very similar to our Mishnah. Hanitonim lemala shenis arvu binitonim lemata. You had bloods that got mixed into. The Gemara assumes at this point the same Mizrak. And in that Mizrak we have a mixture of Mala blood and Mata blood. What do we Mala and Mata? Mala means those kabbanis which you have to go and do Lamala. We're talking only about behemoths. So which is the only one we do Lamala? Barry, remind us? The Chatas behemoth. Chatas behemoth. You're thinking the Oilas Oif. That's right. It's exactly in reverse. The Oifas and the behemoths are reverse. Why? You have to send an email to the Rabbi Shlomo. But the point is when you're talking about behemoth. Yeah, very, very high. So the bottom line is, when you're talking about the Tanum Lamala, you're talking about a Chatas Behema, where the blood goes Lamala. Lamala means, of course, on the four Kronos, Lamala Michuta Sikra, but all the way Lamala on the four Kronos. They got mixed in with the Tanum Lamata. For instance, Oila blood, which you do Lamata against the Kronos of the Mizbeach, Shtayim, Shein Arba, they got mixed together. Reb Lezer Oimer, Reb Lezer says, have an Eitzah. Yitain Lamala, go and first put up the bloods lamala. In other words, do your first on top of the mizbeach as if it was a chatos. I mixed in together with those bloods, you're going to have the blood of the lamata kabanis. So the Gemara leaves out some key words over here. You see, in my Gemara, there's a beis. The Gemara is having the Masoris Hashas. Here we have the Shinuim, the Schoes, that you have to add. V'roya ani es ha-tachtoinim l'mala ki'ilu heim mayim. Now, this is not just that somebody inserted these words, because, in fact, that's what we had in the Mishnah as well. Yeah, you have that or you don't have that?
We had that yesterday.
Yes, we have that. Yes, exactly. That's how I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, if you look at Ayin Tesamid Beis, Ayin Tesamid Beis in the Mishnah, you start with four lines, five lines at the end of the Mishnah. Right, you have an eternal lamata, which is an eternal lamala. Our case over here, matan mala. Rebbeleza oim yitain lamala. First do the bloods on the mala, meaning on top of the mizbeach. I mix in the bloods, I have oila bloods too. Vrayini esa tachtoinim milmalon ki'ilu heimayim. Those tachtoinim that should have remained down below, I will view them as if they, like the svar of royin that we've had before, we'll look upon them as if they're just mayim. Mayim, of course, is okay. Like we said, l'reich nichoyich I at makter, at makter l'shem eitzim. So here, don't put the tachtoinim blood l'mala, when it's supposed to be l'mata, but I'm not doing it l'shem zrika for purpose of an oil. I know that the oil you have to do l'mata. So deem those to be as if they're mayim, as if they're transparent, gunish, nothing. What should you after that? Said the Mishnah, v'yachsav yit l'mata. When you're done with that, come on down. You still have plenty of blood, presumably, left in your mizrak. And now do lamata. And with that, you'll have your kapar. So that you have to add those words here, too, to understand. The reason why they're not here is because it's a braisa, not the Mishnah. And therefore, we have to add those words so that the braisa and the Mishnah are consistent. So, blood zoi miyita lamala. Go and first go up to the kronis and put the mala blood on. Aye, there's going to be the mata blood as well. Oh. Look upon it, royanik iluhein mayim, as if it's water, and then come down below and do the same thing on the mizbeach below. We're going to go and do the zrikas from the same mizrak and batachtoinim oluloi, and it's going to work. The loshen hatachtoinim oluloi sounds like that both the upper kabanis, meaning the chatas that you did on the top, as well as the oiva that you did on the bottom, and both of them will work, and everything will be kushav yusher, and you'll tell the balim everything is fine. Frankti Mariyetz, the Amris Ein Bila. Remember, that's what Ravashi said. Ravashi said in the Gemara, Ein Bila. Ein Bila means that the two do not effectively mix. So, my Oluloi, why do you say that it works? Dilma Koyohiv El Yoinim Lamata Batachtoinim Lamala. I don't understand how it works on the top. I don't understand how it works on the bottom. Because since this Mizrak is full of 50% Lamoshel of Chata's blood, and 50% of Oyla blood, maybe all the blood that we're putting the Sinus Adam on the Sinus Adam, on the Karnis on top, were all Oyla blood. And the remainder that I'm now throwing against the Karnis and Mizbeach, maybe that's all Chata's blood. So, they should both be possible. How does that work? We have to say, with an Okimta, that the story is talking about, we didn't have all the background facts. And now we're going to have those facts. Keep going. The Ikaru Elyon. There was a large quantity of Elyon blood. Elyon blood again meaning the Chatzis blood. The Koyov Lamala Shir Tachtoinim V'Oid. And there was also the Tachtoin blood, that's the Oil blood. And that was a smaller shear. And he's now spritzing on top, or the Sinus Adam on top, the amount of the lesser Oil blood and a little bit more. So to try to make this a little bit more easy to understand, let's assume for argument's sake, Rubel Yoinim, let's make it easy, we have 5 ounces of Elyon blood, meaning of the Chatas blood. We have, in addition to that, 3 ounces of Oyla blood. 8 ounces altogether. I have 5, and I have 3. And what did this person do? He went and spritzed on top, when I say spritz, it really means the Sinus Adam and the 4 Koranis, he put on 3.1 ounces. That's why he says he puts on the shir tachtoinim. Shir tachtoinim, we said in our example, is 3 ounces. But he didn't do exactly 3 ounces. Because if he did exactly 3 ounces, since according to Ravashi, Ravashi holds ein bila, it's not effectively mixed, then maybe I only put tachton blood lamala. So that's why we have to make it 3.1. So that therefore, even if 98% of all of the blood that was put lamala was really mata blood, really oila blood, doesn't matter. Because I put v'oid, I put al bissel mer.
What's the mata?
Anyway, so the mala of all this is that since he put a shear, which was the full mata blood, the oid and nocha bisala, then we know for sure that the elyon, meaning that the chatas had a proper hazo on top, a proper zrikas adam on top. Why is it proper? Because he had at least a truple abyssal meh. He had the full, again, even assuming that all of the blood that was put on top was from the matter blood, but since you did v'oid, you didn't just do 3 ounces, you did 3 ounces 0.1. So you know for sure some of the blood was chatas blood. So I have enough with that chatas blood on top. Remember, according to Beis Hillel, you only need one keren, one drop. Shite aledikt, he put on enough blood, and we're covered.
You've exhausted all the lamata blood.
That's going to be the next Gemara's kasha. For Eiti Gemara, if in fact that's the case, I can understand now why I'm saying that the chatas is kosher, because it must have been some chatas blood for sure. But for Eiti Gemara, didn't we say hatachtonim oleik tani? Right, that's your kasha. That not only will I have a full fulfillment mm-hmm. of the chatas blood, but even the tachtoinim olu, that's going to be the full fulfillment of the lower bloods, meaning for the oila. Why? Maybe if he's going to go down now and he's going to go and do his zrikas, there might not be any tachtin blood left. Maybe every drop was used on top.
Yeah,
he used it all up. There's nothing left. And he'd used that up plus the abyssal alien blood. So maybe there's nothing left at all of the tachtin blood. And for the Gemara, you're misreading or misunderstanding when it says tachtonim olulai.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean tachtonim olulai that the oila, which is the tachton blood, is kusha v'yusha. Because as we just said now, if you hold like Rav Ashi, if you wouldn't hold like Rav Ashi, if you hold yesh bila, there's no problem. Because some of it's going to be on top, some of it's going to be on the bottom. Wonderful. However, according to Rav Ashi that holds ein bila, maybe there's no tachton blood left for the bottom. Says the Gemara, you're right. I'm going to assume that there is no tachten blood left. So what does it mean, tachtenim olulai? It means l'shem shirayim. Every time you go and bring a carbon, you do the zrika sedam. Whatever is left over, you have to do zrika on bottom of the mizbeach. Not the zrika, you have to do the shvicha of the shirayim on the aside. Fine, that's what you'll do. Since I have extra blood left, what will be that? What will I do with that blood? Whatever is left, either it'll be alien blood or it's going to be tachten blood. I'm going to do a zrika against the Karen on the Mizbeach down below, against both Karanites. Guess what happens? It's all going to pour down onto the aside. Whether or not the Tachtoin carbon was Yoitz or not, I really don't know, because maybe there was no blood left for the Tachtoin. But one thing I know, that I was Yoitz of the Elion carbon, that is the Chatos, with flying colors, because not only did I have a proper Nesina Saddam on top of the four Karanites, because I did the tachtonim v'oid, but whatever blood is left, I'm now being zayde klamata. It's going to flow down onto the yisoid, and therefore I'll be mekayim the shia, the shirayim, putting on the yisoid as well. And that's what he meant by tachtonim oloi to the chatas person or the chatas carbon, as opposed to that the oil might tak be treif. That you didn't do a proper zrika sedam. You'll have to bring a brand new oila. The tachtonim oloi is not referring to the oila, it's referring to the shirayim for the karm chatas.
So we go with the flow.
Toshima. Now the next shikl gemara, the shakla v'tarya, is almost identical. Here we said that we started off the previous case at the top of the amud was, you had a mixture. And now we're asking, what do I do with that mixture of the chatas blood and the oila blood? Reb Leza says, yitam amala, etc. Here we're talking about the same type of situation, but we didn't ask Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer wasn't around to ask. So Toshima, Nosin Lamata V'loi Nimlech. He went and poured Lamata. In other words, when we say pour, that means he did his Rika Saddam Lamata initially, and he didn't ask any questions. What do I do now? Reb Elezer Oimer, Yachsav Din Lamala. You should have started off Lamala first and then go down to Lamata. Rashi says, because when we see Mitzvah in another week or so, that when you have a choice between Elyonim and Tachtoinim, you should rather go into Lamala as opposed to Lamata. We'll see Mitzvah in another week, the Svaris, or what's the reason for it. But bottom line is, you did it Lamata, you didn't ask any questions. Fine, do a second time now and do it now lamala. Va'tachtoinim olulay, and the tachtoinim will all be great. Since we're talking about it's a mixture, and you hold, according to Ravashi, ein bila, so maybe all of it is no good, neither the bottom nor the top, because maybe down below he did all lamala blood, and maybe up above he did all lamata blood. So how does that work? Every machanami beru elyon. Most of the blood happens to be elyon blood. Because yohiv lamala shir tachtoinim va'oid. When he got to the lamala, in other words, he did lamata initially, but now when he came to lamala, he made sure to go and put in a full shear of tachtoin v'oid, like in our example, not 3 ounces, but 3.1 ounces. And so therefore, by doing 3.1 ounces, although 3 out of the 3.1 might all have been tachtoin blood, but as long as there was that 0.1, that I know the elyon is taken care of. All of that is fine, because there must have been at least a 0.1 ounce of elyon blood being put on the Mizbeach up above. But what about all those other bad bloods? In other words, the oil of blood. This is Reb Lezli Shitasai, that we roy in oysan ki'il haimayim. Those are transparent, they're invisible, don't even think about them. Oh, okay, so you're telling me the elyon is done because I put 3.1. What about v'tachtonim olulay tani? Sounds like the tachton is also kosher, that your carbon oil that you're doing on tachton also works. And for the more the same parents, l'shem shirayim. When I meant with the tachtoinim, oloi means that he's done a full-fledged job vis-a-vis the chattas. That he have enough chattas blood on the top, that 0.1 of an ounce, but that did the trick. What do you do with the shirayim problem? No problem. All the blood that's left, I'm going to go and do on the yesoi down below, and the tachtoinim, oloi l'shem shirayim. Fine. Toshima. Now we have a continuation, either the same braisa, nocha braisa. Again, we have this mixture of the two bloods together, and he starts off lemala. Again, he didn't ask any questions. Eilu ve'eilu moidim. Now, eilu ve'eilu moidim means not only Reb Lezer, but even the Chacham. Remember the Chacham on the Amud Aleph said, poislet, they pasel. No, here, if you already put lemala, and you didn't ask, eilu ve'eilu, both Reb Lezer and Chacham would agree, moidim shiyachsa v'yita lemala, go and do lemata now. The elu oluloi, and now both this and that. What means both this and that? Both the chatas lamala and the oilu lamata. Both of them oluloi. Oh, so here it's very clear. Here it's going to be very difficult to start drinking with the shirayim. So it's very clear. Both of them work. Both the chatas lamala and the oilu lamata. Both of them are going to be poifit. So for Gemara, that's very, very schwer. Again, according to Rav Ashi, who's learning Pshat in Reb Lezer, that Ein Bila, the things do not mix properly, or do not mix at all, so then maybe all of the dam they put Lamala was Lamata blood. And maybe all the blood that he put Lamata was Lamala blood. So neither should be good. Hachanami nochamul ezel betetz, v'ruv el yoinim, v'kayov Lamala shir tachtoinim v'oit. Same teretz as we'd be giving throughout, that it's talking about that, again, let's assume 5 of the chatzis blood, 3 ounces of oil of blood. As long as you give more than 3, if you give 3.1, 3.2, 3.5, then you know for sure some of the blood, lemala, was chatzis blood, so that was great. But maybe you put all of the oil of blood, lemala, so then down below it would be worthless. Why are you saying elu ve'elu olulai? So if you're more of a elu ve'elu olulai ketani, and elu ve'elu means both the chattas and the oila, ola. If it says tachtoinim olulai, then you could say tachtoinim doesn't mean the oila carbon, it means the shirayim of the chattas. But elu ve'elu means both the chattas and the oila. How are you going to get out of this? Everything more. Miktani elu ve'elu moidim. Elu ve'elu olulai ketani. What does it more mean to say? If you go back to the Lashon of the Braisa, these terms, elu ve'elu, are used twice. Nos lamala v'loi nimlach, elu ve'elu. So he said, elu ve'elu means, according to both Reb Lezer and Chacham Moedim, right? They can't be talking about the Kabbalists. Moedim means Reb Lezer and the Chacham come together as one. We're both Moedim, Shiach, Zadit, and Lamata. Then we continue on, ve'elu ve'elu, meaning both the Chattas and the Oila, olulai. The way we understood it until now is that the ve'elu ve'elu Moedim is going on the entire halacha. Then number one, Yachsav Yitzel Lamata, and that Ve'elu Ve'elu, and both the Chachomim and Reb Lezer will agree the elu alulai, that both components are now perfect and everything is great. So then you got a big problem, because if you put on 3.1 of the tachtoinim lamala, maybe there's nothing left for lamata. So how could elu ve'elu? And for the Gemara, that second elu ve'elu is referring to the Rabbana, because the second time it doesn't say the elu ve'elu moidim sh'alulai. It just says if elu ve'elu and the chatas and the oila are alulai. Who holds that? Say fasal Rabbana the amri yesh bila in that last tikkun. Ah. So the first Eilav Eilam Moines Reb Lezer Chum both agree. You did Lamala, now do Lamata. What are the ramifications? According to the Rabbanan, Baruch Hashem, both of them are covered because the Chum hold Yesh Bila, like we said in the Amid Aleph, and they were asked, Bishlam and Rabbanan Sabri Yesh Bila. But Tichashir, that was Rabbanan hold Yesh Bila. Ah, since it's Yesh Bila, then there's some blood from the top which is Chatzah's blood, some blood on the bottom which is Oil blood, some Baruch Hashem. Both of them, for sure, are good. Oh, Lord, according to the Rabbana. Contrablazer, no. The only one that's going to be good is going to be, the one that's going to be for sure good is the Chatas, because I did 3.1. What about the bottom one? I respectfully disagree with your Rabbana. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. And therefore, Vaita no Kasha on Ravashi. Toshiba, nocha Kasha Ravashi. And now we're going back to our Mishnah, where the Mishnah goes and talks about where you had a mixture of matana achas with arba, as you'll see momentarily. And itanim matana achas in arba itanim be matana achas. You have in one mizrak 50% of the blood is lamoshul bechor blood, and 50% blood lamoshul is maser blood. Why bechor and maser? Because bechor and maser, you only do what? You don't do shtaim shein arba. You only have to go and do a zrik against one keter. Okay. So itanim matana achas arba itanim achas. What do you do now? You nosnu mematana achas. So parshat shat is that you only have to go, even though in this mizrak you have two shiurim, two matanois. You have a matana for the bechor and you have a matana for the maser. You only have to go and give one matana, throw that, and you'll be yoitza both. So if you hold yesh bila, then that works perfectly, because that means in every drop that you're doing zrika, there's both maser blood and there's bechor blood. So that works fine. However, Yamris ain't bil if you hold, ain't bil like Rav Ashi holds. Amai, you nos matana achas. Why is it enough to only do one matana? Dil mehai kayov, mehai like kayov. Maybe the only blood that he is spritzing now, since he holds ain't bila, it's only bechor blood and no maser blood. Or maybe only maser blood and no bechor blood. And for the marking on Shinas, arvu achas bi achas. Like we said on the Amid Aleph, according to one of the Pshatim, that they were exactly 2 ounces, so to speak. 1 ounce of the bechor blood, 1 ounce of the maser blood. Exactly, achas bi achas. And now we have to add ikachusim in a sefer that he did 2 zrikos of dam. He first did 1 ounce, did a full, wonderful zrika. Oh, yeah, but maybe that dam was only bechor blood, because he holds ein bila. Oh, maybe it was only maser blood. Go and do a second zrika, and now pour out all the rest of the blood. Ah, since he's doing both bloods one at a time, did 2 zrikas. So that's when the Gemara says, "Yinos matan achas means matan achas for each one of the 2 karbanos." Because the lashon is that you had over here a matan achas fell into a matan achas. That, of course, is only a description, meaning a bechor and a maser. However, what the Gemara is telling us is, taka, there were 2 matanis, 2 full amounts for your Zrika Sadam. Good. So go and do now 2 matana achases in. 1 matana achas for the Bechor and 1 going to be for the Maser. And if it got mixed up, that's fine. Because now we've put on the Keren HaMizbeach both for the Maser and for the Bechor, even though we're doing it twice with 2 separate Zrikas. And for the Morkin, and he does 2 Zrikas. Fine. Next case, matan arba bi matan arba. Matan arba arman means ishtayim shein arba. So, for instance, an oiler with an osham lemoshel, which are both ishtayim shein arba, they both got mixed in together with 1 mizrak. What do you do now? Zokti Yimora, poshit, it says in the Mishnah, you do yinosing 1 matana arba. So, 1 matan arba sounds like you just do ishtayim shein arba, and that's moitzi both. If you hold yesh bila, then there's no problem, because you have both oila blood and ashen blood, and fine, it's great. However, what happens if you hold ein bila, and if you're only going to do 1 matan arba, In other words, one echad shein shnayim, that type of thing. So then maybe the only thing that you're doing is only from the oilam blood, or only from the oshem blood. Oh, yeah, so what have you accomplished? Same thing like we said before, that you had equal amounts, doesn't have to be mamish equal, but you had amounts from both of them in the same kli, and you're going to take do two matan arbas. You're going to go and do one matan arba, shtayim shein arba, for your carbon oshem, one shtayim shein arba you're going to do for your carbon oila, and since you're doubling it, then you have nothing to worry about. Even if you hold ein bila, b'lamasa, you've given a full oila, and you've given a full oshem. Zayik. Next case. Mat arba matan achas. What happens if we've got mixed together matan arba, like an oila, which is arba, shtayim shein arba, matan achas, the mushal is a bechor or maser, to get mixed them together in the same kli. What do you do now? If you remember, that was the machlokes we had in the Mishnah between Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua, where Reb Elazar said that you should go and do yinosim matan arba, give a full arba. Reb Yeshua says yinosim matan achas, only one. And then we had a discussion. You're going to be over bal tigra, you're going to be over bal toysif. And finally he concluded, this is b'kov vaseh, this is shavi al taseh. Ah, okay. So how does that fit into our question pattern on Rav Ashi? So Gemara. Matan arba matan achas. So now we have the same question. The Gemara is assuming lemushal according to Reb Elazar, you do just one matan arba. Now there's one shtayim shein arba. According to Rav Ashi, since Rav Ashi says that ein bila, maybe the only thing you did by doing your shtayim shein arba was only the oil of blood and no pchor blood and no maser blood whatsoever, because ein bila. So what have you accomplished by doing a matan arba? Pachitim hachi b'nisarv b'yachas. You're going to tell me it's, you have to add here a word, the b'nisarv arba b'yachas, that you had the matan arba, full shear of a matan arba, with a full shear of achas, and what did you do? And you did in fact five zrikos. When we say five zrikos, it means a shtayim shein arba to take care of the oil of blood, and he did another one-on-one karen to take care of the b'chor or masa blood. So therefore he's covered the entire waterfront and entire dam front by doing everything and putting them on shtayim shein arba together with an achas, and that's what he means minis arba b'achas. So that when he said matan arba, it's not just four out of the five. He means he did a four plus a fifth one to go and cover everything. Freiti mori hachi omle Reb Shua. Reb Shua screaming at Reb Elazar, "Oyver al bal toisiv, hacha bal toisiv mehaycha." There's no bal toisiv over here. He's doing exactly five. And he's having four of them he's doing for the purpose of the oila. One of them he's doing for the purpose of the bechor or the maser. There's no bal toisiv over here. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He did four plus one is five. Therefore says the Gemara, "Ela marava b'boli pligi ki pligi b'koisois." The machloikis has nothing to do with, we were until now straining to figure out yesh bila, ein bila. Yesh bila would have worked perfectly in all of these cases, because once you see yesh bila, whether you put lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, there's always some blood from everything, because it mixes very nicely. Here, however, we're talking about that he did it b'koisois instead of b'bol. Says Rava, b'bol pligi. None of these cases have anything to do with bol. And therefore, it has nothing to do with Rav Ashi. The whole kash Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi holds that ein bila, and therefore, if you mix the bloods together, how does it work for both lamala and lamata? We kept on straining with 3.1 ounces out of, plus another 5 ounces. No, you don't have to strain at all. We're not talking about bol. There's no machloikis over the, in these brises here on the Amid base. Keep looking at koises. Oh, the issue is dealing with koises. Reb Elazar isle royin, Rabbanan leslu royin. The whole machloket between Reb Elazar and the Rabbanan is very, very simple. And that is, lemoshel, we started off with the first case at the top of the Amid Beis. Hanitan lemalish, and it's how we tongue lemata, Reb Elazar oimer, yiten lemala, and I, by giving lemala, we're going to have a problem that I have tachting blood lemala. That's not a problem. Just royin kilohem mayim, just look upon them, they happen to be water. So no issue, I have the two koises, and putting on both koises on the top, initially, and then the two koises on the bottom. The first kois, maybe if that's the chatzis blood, maybe it's the oil blood. No problem. First put on one, then do the other. Whichever one is not the proper one, just royin kilohem mayim, and then do the second, do that on the bottom, the exact same thing. Go and take from one kois and put down below, and then the other kois and do zrika down below. And both of them will be aluloi because I did the full amount of all the volume of blood that I had in the Mizrachim. It all works perfectly. And there's no problem of yesh bil engi because we're talking about separate kois. So why did the Rabbanan say no good? The Rabbanan said less right. You can't go and throw tachton blood on top of the Mizbeach and say, nah, you don't think about it. It's like water. It's like, nah. This is Shkabasa. This is blood. This is the real McCoy. You can't go and put matta blood on the top. Yeah, how can you do something? That's what the Machloikis is, the Gavi, right? But the Machloikis has nothing to do with the Bolo. Pray to him, Bolo, like, Pleiva, Tanya. Mention that we'll leave for tomorrow.